April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. My name is Christina DiGiovanni, and I spoke with District Attorney Paul Gallegos about the issue. Here's what he had to say.
Child abuse is defined in the law generally as sexual abuse, violence, which is child abuse that can be assaultive conduct, sometimes without any justification, sometimes excessive discipline or discipline that exceeds appropriate level. It can also be neglect from failure to provide, failure to feed, failure to provide adequate shelter care, even health care at times. Sometimes people ask whether emotional abuse is child abuse, and that is not recognized under the law.
The laws regarding child abuse have changed a lot over the last 20 years. How far can parents discipline their children in public? Let's say you're at the grocery store and you see a child throwing a temper tantrum. How far can their parents discipline them without it crossing the lines into child abuse?
There's two things going on there, lawful or not. Spanking your kid, grabbing them roughly, yelling at them in your home, in the store, wherever, may or may not be okay by many people's standards. The question is the conduct such that it makes it criminal? And what we have to look at is, we have to look at in light of what the child was doing, is it reasonable discipline in light of the conduct? There's no real guidance I can give people because we've really honestly looked at it on a case-by-case basis. We have literally had cases where a parent bit a child to teach the child that biting is not appropriate. Technically, that may be a crime, but you know what you're trying to do is look at it contextually. Good charge that case, by the way, but we try to look at it contextually as much as we can. At the end of the day, it has to also fall within the necessary evidence to support every element, so every little thing we have to prove to find that person guilty of that offense.
There's a lot of people who feel like they've witnessed child abuse before. How should people report child abuse if they're not actually sure if what they've witnessed is abusive?
What they want to do, I would let people know that it's better to err towards the safety of the child, right? The child is a vulnerable member of our society. They don't have someone, absent their parent, some other adult speaking up on their behalf. So what you're witnessing is probably a good indication that that parent is not going to speak up on that child's behalf under those circumstances. So the child is left with only one person. That's the other adult that witnesses it to speak up on their behalf. Call law enforcement. Law enforcement will or should respond. They will assess it. Being questioned by law enforcement does not mean you're going to be arrested. It gives the community some assurance that the child is being protected. It leaves a disinterested third party to evaluate it. If that law enforcement officer feels that a crime is committed, then they will write a report. They forward to us. Then we look at, you have another third-party evaluation to look to determine or assess whether there's sufficient evidence that a crime has been committed. So you have processes in place to protect the parent. I would not say they always work, but generally they do. It's a fine line. Bottom line is if you think someone is over the top, the child is being endangered, physically endangered, call law enforcement. That's the right thing to do always.
Do you think that Humboldt County has a problem with child abuse?
Child abuse is a problem everywhere. Certainly the law recognizes a parent's right to discipline a child. The law recognizes the parent's right to use physical force to discipline a child. It just cannot be excessive, cruel, that sort of stuff.
Have you noticed an increase or a decrease in child abuse over the last 10 or 12 years?
Well, I think what happens is we've become more aware of it, becomes brought to law enforcement's attention more. You know, 20 years ago, it wasn't a crime, so work on that. Then as it become a crime, then there was people, sort of the community, society, the expectations changing, and then their response changing. We're now more likely to get a third party say, actually, that is my business. Don't be hitting that child. 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, maybe someone would have said, I don't like it. I feel uncomfortable about it, but I'm just not going to do anything. So we certainly see that the community has responded to the changes in the law. Where there's criticism of it, and there's a positive embracing of it, where the community is saying, yes, I will step up and do something. The fact that there's Child Abuse Awareness Month is part of that change. The recognition that, yeah, this is wrong. really have come a long way. The first child protection laws were advocated by the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, to put things in perspective.
You gave an example earlier about some people who see child abuse and become uncomfortable by it, but they're not going to say anything about it. Do you think that there is a high percentage of unreported child abuse in the county?
Well, how would I know? I think most people are doing the best they can. I think that there certainly is a significant amount that's unreported. You know, quantify it, I can't do. I would say that whatever it is, it's too much. So what we want to do is work to educate the community and step by step, year by year, decade, get better. Literally what passed for discipline when I was would never be approved today. You know, I'm not, it's just different times. So certainly is still abuse. Very, very democratic. It doesn't depend on social standing, income level, what neighborhood you live in or not. We see a lot of abuse, all candor, in families where there is drug and alcohol abuse or addiction. We see a lot of neglect in homes like that. But we see it in other homes where, you know, you would say, wow, these people are professionals, they make money, and yet there's dysfunction in that home, and that dysfunction is also often manifested through violence, sometimes really severe violence, unfortunately.
There's a national study done on adolescent health, and they came to the conclusion that children who are abused are more likely to commit crimes in the future. Do you think that there is a correlation between children who are abused and crime that they'll commit in the future?
I do, absolutely. I think that first step in making our streets safe is to make our homes safe. It really is. Ultimately, violence often is a form of conflict resolution. To the extent that we can reduce violence or minimize it as a means to resolve conflict, then we will decrease that sort of violence or conflict resolution with violence in our community. And I do see that connection. I do believe that connection exists. And I believe that that's why it really we all have to be invested in that call that we discussed earlier, where you see something at the store. You know, it's not the, you know, the kid screaming and someone's really trying, but it's endangering the child.
Once law enforcement does become involved in a child abuse case, I know that they do everything that they can to try to keep the children with the family. Can you just tell us a little bit about the procedure that happens if the children are separated from their parents?
Well, the criminal, we don't really deal with that. But I will tell you that the law, the courts, law enforcement doesn't take children away from parents. What happens is there are court processes that are initiated. The court, the law recognizes the interest of a child in having a connection with their parents. So they really try to keep families unified, even families where I personally may think that they should not be unified. There is a judicial process that the courts go through, and they make a decision that separating the child from the family is in the child's best interest, and leaving the child with that family is not. I mean, that's the same thing in a different way. The child would have an attorney appointed to represent the child. Often, the child doesn't want to be separated. The fact that a child is being abused by a parent often doesn't mean the child doesn't love that parent. So it's tough. The system is not always right, but the system has processes in place that work to minimize the risk of erroneous errors. Third-party review, the experts, this, that, and another. With all that information, we make wrong decisions too sometimes.
Well, we're all human here.
We are. And what we're doing is we're trying to do better. If it's a Native American, there certainly is an additional legal recognition of keeping that family together, or at least for the tribe. There are all sorts of legal things that really work to keep children with their families, except in the most extreme cases, and to keep children within their communities. Clearly the exception, or I'd like to say clearly, but it's not always that way. The exception is someone that's molesting their children or they've done severe injury to their children.
Right.
You know, a lot of the cases where we ultimately get a conviction and there's we've established that beyond a reasonable doubt that someone's guilty of doing some pretty terrible things to their children, the courts may take those children out of the house.
What are some of the things that people in the community can do to not only educate themselves about child abuse, but help combat the issue?
The first step is not participate in it yourself. You know, parents that really want to do good for their kids and otherwise do good things, they drive under the influence of their kids in the car. That is against the law. You're endangering that child's health. Whenever drugs and alcohol abuse are involved or addiction, there's a darn good chance, one way or another, you're neglecting or abusing your child. If you can't deal with your addiction issues for yourself, think about the impact on your children. The fact is we're all members of this community. We all are invested in the community and the individuals in the community. I know there's a lot of talk to the contrary. Children are all our responsibility. They don't belong to the parents. They're the parents' responsibility. When you see something that looks wrong, it's wrong, call law enforcement. You hear yelling, you hear violence, you see children that are bruised, you see them acting out on other children, you might want to call law enforcement, child protective services. Things are only going to get better if we all sort of roll up our sleeves and participate in making it better. It's not going to get better otherwise. Neither you by yourself nor I by myself have the capacity to make this the place we want it to be.
What happens to a person who is convicted of child abuse? They go to jail, they do their time. When they get out, is there any hope for them to gain custody back of their children? What kind of reconciliation can they look forward to once they get out of jail?
You know, it really depends on the kind of abuse. The sort of abuse that we see is very broad spectrum, and the law has broad spectrum sort of punishments. The law actually has built in, as a general rule, a form of progressive discipline. You know, not everyone goes to prison or jail for every offense or for their first offense. So there are cases where parents even strike their children or hurt them, and they don't go to jail. They would be put on probation. The law would make them go to Healthy Mom or anger management classes, things like of that nature. Those people that go to jail and then get out, yes, there can be issues with that reunification. Often there's still a parent that stays with those kids. It just really depends. I think your relationship with your parents, as you know, it's a lifelong process. I know that there are some people whose relationships with their parents are terminated because of the conduct of their parents toward them as children. But then sometimes if they reach maturity, adulthood, they still want to have contact. And they reach out. So there's a whole long story there, and depends on the variables of the relationship and the conduct.
It's good to know that we have those resources for people in the community who are maybe trying to work towards gaining custody back of their children.
Well, and that really is the goal most of the time. I mean, there are some people that really we say don't deserve that. You know, the public has read about some cases. The conduct is so egregious that feel, and the law says that prison is the only appropriate response. But most of the conduct we see is not at that level. And really what we're trying to do is keep that person in the community, reincorporate them back into the community, educate them. Look, if you're not hurting someone, you get to stay in the community and you get to stay with your children. We don't really want to separate you. But if we have to, we will, for the safety of that child or those children.
Do you think the economy and the unemployment rate in Humboldt County might have an effect on child abuse?
Those can be triggering events, but, you know, it is tough. But just because it's tough doesn't mean it can't be done. So part of being an adult and having kids, the decision to have kids, is having the responsibility of doing the right thing and not saying it's not tough, not saying we don't get tired, we don't get provoked. It is tough being a parent. There are times when kids will push your buttons just as you push their buttons. As your kids get older, it's not easier to deal with them. It's tougher generally or often. We understand that. The courts understand that. We know there are stressors, economic, financial, jobs, work, tired. Work on it. But you don't get to beat up your children. They're not your ownership. They're your responsibility. Then you get defiant children, you know, little kids that scream. And for those people that don't have kids, hey, be understanding, but also make sure that kid's being protected. And yeah, it may be embarrassing, you're not certain, call law enforcement. It's not a perfect system, but work within the system to make it better for those kids and for everyone. The kid you're protecting might be your own someday in the future.
That was District Attorney Paul Gallegos. If any of you out there in the community suspect child abuse, contact the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services. Their phone number is 707-445-6180. For KHSU, I'm Christina DiGiovanni.